This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Hello again, everybody, from the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute. I'm Christian Garman. Today I'll be talking with UWF Distinguished University Professor Dr. Bill Huth about some fascinating research he's found relating to people's willingness to pay more for a product that may help the environment. Dr. Huth, how are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, Christian. How are you today?
I am quite well. Well, I kind of summed up the research right there off the top, and I remember when you first sort of realized this with the work you and your team were doing, it must have been very enlightening, I would think.
Right. We've measured willingness to pay, you know, across a couple of different products, namely Gulf Coast oysters and the lionfish. You know, and with respect to lionfish, you know, so we found that consumers were willing to pay a premium to preserve, you know, the habitat for species that they like grouper and snapper, because the lionfish is certainly a threat to those species. You know, so, and with respect to oysters, we found that people were actually willing to pay a premium to help others, you know, to avoid illness, you know, so from consuming oysters contaminated with Vibrio vulnificus.
It's heartening to hear that. You know, that I think makes us all feel pretty good. Now, you're mentioning things like lionfish and oysters, which we also happen to know are tasty. People pay extra anyway when something's really, really good. So that some of that must be part of this, right? I mean, if it was a product that was so-so.
Oh, there's a use value associated with it. Curly, that's the use value is what we get from the direct consumption of it. But there are the other aspects in terms of preserving the environment, bequesting a pristine environment for future generations, having the option, you know, to basically enjoy an environment in the future. All of those things are sort of what we call passive use values, you know, so that people have a willingness to pay. It's a benefit to them. And that makes up something we call total economic value, which is part of an ecosystem service approach to measuring value.
Were you surprised? I mean, I know you go into these things maybe with an assumption of an outcome. When you find that out that, hey, people are willing to pay extra if this is going to help, was that a surprising find, or is that kind of what you expected?
As an economist, you know, so we study ways in which markets fail, you know, and for things like public goods, and there are market failures where the actual prices in the marketplace really don't reflect the values. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where government comes into play. Adam Smith in 1776 suggested that there was a role for the government in terms of valuing those sorts of things properly. And so we expect to find some of that.
Okay.
And what we're doing, though, is actually measuring that effect.
Gotcha. And do you know, was part of the research sort of finding out the cutoff? I mean, people aren't going to just keep paying more. At some point, they say, this is too much. I'm not going to help this much.
Oh, indeed. What we wanted to do is find the best approach for a business to use to market its product, you know, to basically explain to the consumer, you know, the value associated with the consumption, and at the same time, you know, to give them an idea of the revenue stream that they can expect. Because if we're going to control things like the lionfish, for example, we've got to have an effective supply chain, you know, so that involves a sustainable flow of product to the market.
And, you know, you and I have talked a lot about this in regards to sea life, lionfish, oysters. Do you know, does this apply to sort of anything? You know,
Pretty much. The whole idea of environmental economics and contingent valuation research methods is to attach values to goods that aren't traded on markets. You know, so clean air, clean water,
gotcha.
You know, all of those sorts of things are applicable here.
The feel-good report. I like
yes.
it. Dr. Bill Huth, always interesting. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Chris.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/Gulf Stories.